The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual guests. If you're a sensitive snowflake that may get easily offended, then turn this off immediately. If you want to hear the real truth about the gun culture, then stick around. This is the Armed Citizen Podcast. What is going on, my Go Squad? Welcome to the Armed Citizen Podcast live for episode 111, I think. So ones are wild tonight. Ones are wild. Episode 111. We are live as always on YouTube and simulcasting as always over on gunchannels.com. If you're not familiar with gunchannels.com, come on over. The water's warm. We try not to bite too hard, but it's a great pro gun, pro two-way community started almost exactly 6 years ago by G-Webs, and it was started by gun owners for gun owners to have discussions just like this. So if you're new to the community or just looking for some friendly faces and some voices that you would probably agree with, come on over and check us out over there. We'd love to have you. For those of you that are watching live, welcome to the show. We hope you don't disappoint too badly. We know we're going to disappoint some, but hopefully we won't disappoint too badly. But if you have a question or a comment for any of us on the panel, we've got some more links out there. So if you're wanting in, let me know. If check your email. I might have already sent you a link. But if you're out there and you want to ask a question to any of us, then go ahead and tag us in the chat, and we will go ahead and say hello and do all that. If you're watching in replay or listening in podcast form, please utilize the comment section and let us know what you think. Have any questions, any comments, any criticisms, we're always welcome, and we're always happy to hear what you have to say. We've got a good show tonight. This is Veterans Appreciation Week, if you want to call it that. I've heard people say it that. Sunday is November 10th, which is the Marine Corps birthday, Semper Fidelis. And Monday, the 11th, is going to be Veterans Day. We're going to talk a little bit about what Veterans Day is, what it means to us, and then talk a little bit about the rally. We'll probably start out with the rally, kind of recapping the rally a little bit. I got some thoughts on that. I'm sure Clover does as well. And then we will go into a little bit about Wanamaker coming up this weekend, where a bunch of us are going to meet in Tulsa for the largest gun show in the world. And we've been going as Gun Channel's crew for several years, covering it as media. And we'll have 8 to 10 people there covering it this year as well. So before we get going, let's say hello to what is basically turned into our quasi co-host of the Armed Citizen Podcast from the great state of Texas, the tactical virus himself. I mean, Leprechaun himself. Clover Tack. What's up, buddy?
I think you need to change that intro.
Okay.
I think it needs to be something like, if you want to know the truth about the gun culture, you know, you need to commit yourself to a psych ward. Or if you know, want to know the truth about the gun culture, ask the Yankee Marshal or something like that.
Yeah. Shit. I don't even want to go down that road, do we?
No, I'm just saying.
We're going to talk a little bit first about the rally. And I sent a link to Budget, and Budget might be working, and Sarge, he might be working. G's on the road, but I figure he might jump in. But
I was disappointed. For years and years and years, Toyota won. Toyota's been the winner of the rally, and for whatever reason, Honda pulled it off this year. I don't know what's going on.
Honda's engines are probably a little bit better in overall than Toyota. Yeah.
I know. It comes down to drivers, I think, ultimately.
It does. And I think a lot of it comes down to tires as well. When you start talking about the rally, you know, you've got to have a really good crew with good tires, and the driver obviously helps. But engine, man, the Honda engine's pretty good.
True.
Yeah. But as far as the rally goes, obviously we had the two-way rally in Washington, D.C. this past Saturday. And you know, there's been a lot of people that have been talking about the last couple of days, and I'm hearing a lot, some good, I'm hearing a lot of bad, and I'm hearing a lot of people talk about being disappointed in the turnout and being disappointed in other things. And I just, you know, good Lord, I wonder, I want to ask you this, Clover, what in the hell can we do? And should we even be trying to make people happy anymore? Because for me, it's the same people that are complaining that this, that, and the other. They're, no matter what you do, they're going to have something to complain. And I understand that there are people out there that are only happy if they're unhappy. But good Lord, I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting to the point to where the people within our own gun community are pissing me off. And I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what to say. I don't know if I should just quit caring about trying to do things and all that, because I just get frustrated with the attitudes that a lot of people have within our community.
Well, it only takes that one good conversation or that, one good person you talk to, and they kind of offsets the whole thing. So just learn to deal with it.
Yeah, it's one of those that, I hear people talking about the turnout, and they're saying, oh, there was only a couple thousand, and people saying, well, there wasn't a couple thousand. I only saw a couple hundred and all that, and I really, I wish more people would go there. It's not the point, guys. The point of the rally was to have the rally. It makes no difference if there was 5 or 5,000 people there. The point was that in a few short weeks, I would say at the most 5 weeks, the most, they pulled this off, and they got some remarkable people there to speak. They got the West Lawn of the Capitol, where some very huge rallies have taken place. So that's prime real estate when it comes to Capitol rallies. But for me, listening to people talk about the turnout just shows that they're losing sight of the goal. The goal was to have this rally, and a lot of people will sit up there and say, well, with only that many people, was it a success? Yes, it was a success. The fact that there was a rally in Washington, D.C., it's a success. Budget, if you're out there, hey, buddy, you've got a link in your email, so come join us if you'd like. But, we talked about this before, Clover, and you and I privately, and then also in the media and the public, about what would it take to be a success. And I think you and I both agreed at the time that just having it is a success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just making it happen.
Yeah, just making it happen. And I'd say the next thing that bothers me, and I'll go into this a little bit, and I would imagine that you would have some thoughts on this as well. But, what really started pissing me off was about a week or two prior. For years, people have been saying that, I wish some of the bigger YouTube channels would get out there and get involved with politics and do all this, that, and the other. And we had a few. We had Eric and Tim and Hickok that showed up and I think spoke or whatever. But the fact that once they did that, then the same people who were out there saying, I wish the big dogs would get involved, then they would say, oh, well, this is just a shill event because the big dogs are involved. And it's like, Jesus Christ, what can we do?
They were wishing for something to come along to give them a reason not to want to be a part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you and I talked yesterday about it, and I think you were talking, you made a great point about saying that, the pull that is assumed with these big channels, that if these big channels, these big, entities in the public eye, the gun community would get involved, then they would be able to bring these massive numbers. And I think we all saw that didn't necessarily happen.
Didn't happen. That you remember when Tim and Eric were going to do the not real activist thing, right? With NRA like 2 years ago, and what, 20 people showed up?
Something like that. Yeah.
20 people, and that was IB88 and Military Arms Channel, together. So this notion, I'm getting really, it's wearing thin on me. Not that I hate these guys, except for there's one guy definitely out there, the big channel that I hate, but I don't really hate or have any animosity with the big channels, but we've got to see this for what it is. And we've been harping on it from the media side, from a media industry relationship side for a long time. But these big channels, at the end of the day, are fairly insignificant. And they're insignificant. What I mean by that is being able to motivate and turn out people, right? They're not effective. Okay, they may get people to buy Olikes. That's great. They may get bunches of views on YouTube and make some ad revenue because of it. That's great. But as far as getting people off their butts and getting them to show up at a rally, or getting people off their butts and get them to, you know, sign petitions or, do comments on the government, websites, things like that, you know, real calls to action. It's, they're increasingly showing themselves to be more and more and more worthless in that capacity. So this whole notion, whenever we need something or we don't get a win or we're fighting something and we really want to win, to say, oh, if only, right? If only these big guys would get on board. Well, I've seen multiple times, I've seen no indication that the big guys can do anything as far as bringing out and turning out and motivating people. So where does it fall to? Who at that point, who is the people we call on to be able to motivate, you know, John and Susie Q gun owner out there to get off their rear ends and be able to show up?
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, and you and I were talking about, and you're 100% correct, you know, the motivation has to come from within. The motivation has to come from many different places besides people that, you know, you watch or follow on social media. And I think we're all happy and we're all very thankful for the followers and all that. But when it comes down to a grassroots thing or something that is personal and all that, that's got to come from within. And I think that everyone has their own way of being motivated. Everyone has to find their own way of being motivated. But, you know, for me, I think the interesting thing about the quote unquote big dogs getting there to be, you know, having speeches, you know, talking to Tim and Eric and Hickok and some others, the interesting thing to me is that someone down the line felt it was necessary to have those people there to give speeches. And I think that that's an interesting concept, is maybe someone thought that this rally won't be legitimate unless Tim and Eric and Hickok and some of these others gave speeches. And that bothers me too, is the fact that maybe we're putting these personalities that are huge, maybe to a little bit too high esteem. I think that we've all seen over the years, big channels, they're much, much different than they were when they were smaller. I think that they have a lot more to lose once they get bigger with contracts and all of that. And I'm not saying they sold out at all. What I am saying is I think that their priorities change and they're a little more hesitant sometimes of getting involved with certain things because of how the optics will look. If their sponsors will say it's okay, or if they don't feel that they're going to get too much backlash, maybe they'll do it. And that's scary to me. And I wish that they understood that there's a reason why they're the size they are. People liked how they were. And unfortunately, some people change and some people lose sight maybe of where they came from. And that's okay. We do have Budget. Budget, I think you're at work, buddy, but thanks for jumping in. I think that it's needless to say, you were there. And what were your initial takeaways once you left?
Once I left, well, you know, I thought that some of the people there made some really powerful speeches. And I felt that it was a shame that there weren't more people there to listen. Although I know that a lot of people listen via the streaming and can still go back and watch everything via, you know, hitting people's live streams on the replay, whether it's, you know, Obnoxious and Sarge did awesome work covering that with the live streaming. I know Breitbart streamed it live. You know, they can, people could go find it and get the messages. And I really encourage everybody to do it because, you know, it was just outstanding. I was just very disappointed that, not as many people as I would have liked to have seen showed up. On the other hand, I was very encouraged in I was very encouraged by how motivated the people that did show up were. And I think that that's something that we as a community need to capture, is those people who were there, who actually got up off the couch and put down the Cheetos bag and, you know, put the cap back on their Mountain Dew and stuck it in the fridge. They got up, they came out, and they actually were there standing up, making their voices heard. You know, we need to capture that motivation to go home now. You know, it's the next week. Go home and let's start to get your neighbors involved. You know, spread the word of the cause. You know, start sharing the links to the live streams and the videos that people are putting out. You know, get contact information for the speakers that were out there, where their projects are. Share those with everybody that you know. Let's try to get some more people involved in this, so that if there happens to be a next one at some point, even if it's at the next time there's a state rally, we can get your neighbors there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that there were some powerful speakers, and obviously anytime Maj gets in front of a microphone, he's just going to knock it out of the world. I mean, the guy is passionate about his beliefs, whether or not you align with his beliefs or not. He's as passionate about his beliefs as anyone I've ever seen. And he is truly invested in his convictions. And I love that about him. And as a matter of fact, I sent a text to him earlier. I know he's very busy tonight. They've got the voting for his city council. And
I know I wanted to move to Philly on Monday just so I could vote for him today.
Right. I did send a text to him yesterday and then about an hour ago. And if he gets a chance to, if he hears some results by the time we get off, he's going to try to call in. So hopefully we'll get some live updates on the results for Maj. But no, Maj is great. You know, Kerry Sloan's a very good friend of mine. I think you know Kerry Budget, but Kerry's a good friend of mine, and I've talked with her so many times. But a little bit of Kerry goes a long way sometimes, and you know what I mean if you know
Kerry. She had a powerful speech, though.
Oh, she was wonderful this weekend because she is in her element when she is talking. She has no problem talking. So there were some wonderful. I thought that John Patton wasn't bad. I thought that he did a pretty good job. I want to say everyone, I think, did a good job. But you have the Majs and the Carries of the world that can literally just bring down the room. And it was Gabby was great as well as New York Outcast. Yeah, Gabby's one of those that's passionate also. You can tell when someone's passionate about what they're talking about, it's a completely different thing that they're just reading their phone and they're reading a script. When they're passionate, they're not going off a script. They're just talking, and I love that. So let me ask you this, Budget. When you were there, was there – we talked earlier. I don't know if you heard it when we first started. People are talking about, oh, you know, I wish more people would have shown up, and to hell with that. The fact that we had this rally is a success. But did you hear people actually at the rally talking about the turnout, or was that even a discussion?
I didn't hear it. I think that everybody I was around there was more focused on what was being said. Maybe once or twice, you know, in amongst our Gun Channels crew who were hanging out with each other, we might have been like, man, damn, I wish more people would have showed up. But other than that, not, you know, it wasn't as if there was a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth over it. People were focused on the stage. They were there to hear the message.
We say that all the time about everything, though. So
nothing. Yeah.
We'll say that in Tulsa this weekend. Wish more people were here.
They're out there talking about Maj. Yes, Maj is up against 16 other people. So, it's not like it was a one versus one. At the at large, that's where you have specific districts and precincts, and then they have a couple at large seats. And so, yes, this is from anyone from any precinct, any district, from my gathering, it can run for these at large. So, yeah, there's a lot of people running. And I don't know. I really wish I could tell you. I had a feeling for if Maj was going to get it. I think that he's got as good a chance as anyone because he has been busting his tail. I mean, and I don't live in Philly, so I'm sure the other people were out there and all that. But Maj has you know, been busting his tail. And Maz is trying to get involved for the right reasons. There are a lot of people in politics, obviously, that are in it for the wrong reason. I think Maz is there to make a difference and to let a specific voice be heard at those city council meetings, where I think that he's would go in and have zero problem rocking the boat in a city council meeting. I think he wants to have his voice heard because he represents a lot of people out there that have basically gone silent or been silenced by the politicians in cities all over. But if we can get Maj in there, and I mean, there's nothing we can do, we can't go up to vote for Philly, but you know, it's obviously we're trying to keep up with Maj, because I think that having Maj as a template, maybe if he gets in there, having Maj as a template for other people to see that it can happen. Maybe this helps everyone that's at their hometown saying, you know, there's a lot of us that haven't had our voices heard, and maybe I'll be willing to run for public office in order to do that. So, you know, like I said, hopefully we hear something from Maj. He does have obviously the number he can call in, and hopefully we'll hear something. And it might take a while with this many people out there voting and all that. It might take till midnight tonight to count votes. I don't know how many people are voting in Philadelphia for city council. But let's kind of we'll get back to Maj here in a little bit. But getting back to the rally, my biggest thing that I've been preaching on for a while now is not about the rally itself. It was what happens after the rally, what happens on November 3rd, 4th and 5th. And now that we're a few days removed from the rally, it is interesting. I get a lot of people commenting, and there's even people commenting out here in the chat that's saying they haven't seen a whole lot of coverage of people talking about the rally the last couple of days. Well, understand that, you know, I talked to Rob yesterday and would, you know, love to have Rob and Jeff Knox and all them. We could, but they've been busting their asses. The people that are organizing this or helped organize this are out there busting their ass for the last 2 months, and they're tired. So we'll have Rob on some of the time to talk about an after action report. But I'm more worried about what happens now. And for the ones out there that says that the rally was the end game, that was it. No. That's just the beginning. And that's why I'm worried about how many people actually showed up. It doesn't matter to me that it wasn't 100,000 people. What it gets to is, what are we going to do now? And hopefully the rally, whether you were there or not, the people that were aware of this rally, maybe it forces them to get involved with the 2020 election cycle. And Mad Sexy, yes, I did get your – we're going to bring that up when we get over to that topic. But the 2020 election cycle is – we're here now, guys. We're a year away. A year from today – not maybe not the date, but the first Tuesday of November, we're voting. So remember that you're going to start hearing and start seeing a lot about the election cycle coming up. It's the primaries. Then you start getting into the presidential, the federal – side, but remember, you've got the local state politics. Those elections are going to be going as strong as well. And that's where we got to really get motivated, because if we don't, and we're not careful, and we're not trying to find, you know, a candidate that kind of fits with our ideas and our belief system, I'm not the one, and you guys know this, I'm not the one that's going to sit there and say that the sky is falling. I will never say that the Second Amendment will ever be repealed. I'm not that guy. I don't think that we have to worry about ever owning guns. But I will say is that if the wrong people are elected in the next year at the local, state, and the federal level, including the president, the Second Amendment could look dramatically different. So I want to kind of go through the room. I want to start with Snobs, as he just joined in. Now that the rally's over, what do you think, or what do you hope that people take away from the rally?
Well, I think there were a lot of good speakers that brought a lot of good points that I heard, you know, and I hope that a lot of people take, you know, some of their stuff and spread it to other people that maybe didn't get the chance to hear it, you know, for one. And maybe if they decide to do this again, I hope there is a massive turnout next time, because everybody's seen what good speakers they had this time and stuff.
Yeah. And then there was some, and what I loved about the list of speakers is it brought, I mean, every position, every direction within the community, every demographic, if you want to call it that. And so there were people that were talking about issues that obviously were important to them, but maybe don't get talked a whole lot about in our community. And maybe so what you're saying is with all the different speakers, maybe people are starting to see a bigger realm of the gun community. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And I would kind of like for, you know, it to be shared more as far as, you know, their messages to other people that, you know, may need to hear that message and didn't hear it or doesn't know that exists in our community.
Yeah, that's a great one. Bud, I want to bring you in. You were there. And you said that, you know, I like what you said, that people that were there seem motivated. What do you think or what do you hope that people who were at the rally leave doing? What's the next step for people that were at the rally?
I think that the next step for the people that were at the rally is to go, as I said earlier, go home, get your neighbors involved, get their neighbors involved. You know, one makes two, two makes four makes eight, et cetera, et cetera. Let's build our numbers, you know, because it's, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Most recently in the live stream I did right after, you know, the whole piranha thing, you know, individually they'll leave a nasty bite and yeah, it hurts a little bit, but it's not much more than a nuisance. However, working together, they can reduce an animal the way bigger than they are to nothing within minutes. And that's what we need to do. We need to take all of us little fish and start to get together in schools and start taking little bites out of what they're trying to do to us, what they have done to us, so that we can erode these infringements like they've eroded our rights. You know, one bite at a time, all together. That's what we need to do.
And that right there is exactly how the anti-gun side of politics, I think they've realized that they can't go after the big bite at a time. They can't go after the jaws bite. So they're going to come after our rights bite by bite. So that's how they're going to be playing. So I think that, you know, we have to fight that bite by bite as well. So I think that's a really, really good idea, is to try to get, you know, very few people are going to be able to rally an entire nation. You know, I've said it for years. I'm still waiting for my Kennedy. But we don't have to have a Kennedy out there that can rally an entire nation over something. We don't need that person in the gun community. What we need is
And we're not going to get it. That's the thing. We have to do that ourselves. We have to be Second Amendment piranha. Mob together, take little bites. Everybody takes a little bite. Well, pretty soon it's all gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Clover, we'll bring you in. And you and I have just talked about this numerous times in private, but, you know, what do you hope comes from this rally?
One thing I see with this rally that is with this flat staring everybody in the face, and, you know, everybody on the panel so far has talked about it, but so many don't apply it to their regular lives, is this idea of put all the other garbage aside. Carrie can be a little abrasive. Yes. You know, she's a little bit too much on the feminist side for my taste. Maj at times gets a little bit too much on the militant side for my taste. KD sometimes says some things that gets, they've all got things that, you know, I don't see completely eye to eye with them on that. We just have different ways of thinking, and that's because we're all individuals, and it's you know, a product of our environments and upbringing and experiences and all this, and it's a beautiful thing. And so we have to embrace that. And so that's one takeaway I hope everybody takes, is not the, oh, it was just this diversity of speech. And even Michael, even Sedini, kind of got heckled a little bit with some of the stuff he brought up was not, you know, altogether popular, right? Some of the stuff they're doing with All Talk America and, of course, Hold My Guns Without Org and those type places with the mental health side of things. And, you know, I seen a post that was disheartening, and it was from Laura from Liberal Gun Club. And they did not have a lot of representation there. They certainly didn't have anybody to speak. And one of the reasons was just fear of causing trouble, because they do believe in abortion and, you know, whatever, the flying spaghetti monster in the sky, or, you know, no God at all, or whatever, right? Liberal, you know, total left-wing liberal stuff. But on the 2A, we align.
Right.
And it's sad that they felt like they couldn't be included, or that it would be a headache or a hassle or inconvenient or dangerous or whatever. It's sad that they had to feel that way about a 2A rally. So that speaks volumes, right? We've got this diversity that everybody talks about, diversity on the stage, but apparently we're not practicing it enough. Apparently we're not absorbed in the thought of, it doesn't matter what you think. We can argue about other things at other times, but when it comes down to 2A, we're standing together, period. And so I hope that in the, like I said, in the spirit of diversity, I hope that people actually take what that means. And like I said, what was staring them in the face the whole time at the rally to heart, and let go of some of the language, some of the libtard and the this, that, and the whatever. Because you could be alienating people that could potentially not only help us defend the Second Amendment, but roll back some of the infringements that we've already gotten.
Yeah. And I think that, I love what you're saying, because I'm not a one issue voter. I know a lot of people are out there, and they vote 2A, and that's how they vote. You know, that's the issue. I'm not a one issue voter. I am well diversified in my beliefs as to what makes a good representative. Obviously, 2A is, if someone's anti 2A, it doesn't matter what else they are. But if I've got three people that are pro 2A, I'm not just a 2A guy. So I have other things. But like you said, we don't have to all agree politically on everything. But, you know, we're talking about gun rights, and we talk about we need as many allies as we can. Does it really matter if you're a registered Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or, you know, whatever? You're right. It doesn't. If we can agree on 2A rights, then, you know, who's to say we can't have that conversation about other issues as well? Because for me, and I don't know if it was Budget or Snob or Clover, I'm too dumb to remember exactly who said what. But someone was talking about, you know, not always getting along within our community and all that. Well, that's a great thing, because that's what drives conversations. And that's what this is all about, is the conversation. And we all preach this a lot, but I don't think people think I'm serious about it. The conversation is what is real. If we all agree on everything, then what the hell are we doing? You know, this is an echo chamber of all echo chambers. I like the fact that we all have different opinions on how to get to certain places. As long as the destination's the same, I don't care what route you take. If you want to go down the curvy roads of the hills in Arkansas, great. If you want to go down the highway and go 90 and get there quicker, fine. I don't care. As long as we end up in the same place, the trip is what it's all about. The trip and the conversation is what it's all about. Budget's out there, and you can say what you want, you know, here, not just type it. He says, I can disagree with some of the issues, and I disagree with them on, but I will still work together. And he said something about also is doesn't give a damn what else you believe. We can work on two issues. You want to elaborate on that, Budget?
Well, I see too many people that, well, this person, you know, they might be 2A, but they believe in this, that, and the other thing that I disagree with. So screw with them. I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to work with them on this. That's stupid. That's how we're losing. That's why we're losing. I don't care what somebody else believes on the other issues. If I disagree with them on gay marriage, if I disagree with them on abortion, if I disagree with them on free speech, if I disagree with them on every damn thing else, but they support the Second Amendment and they want some help working on the Second Amendment project, I'm going to get right in there and work with them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help them. And that's what we need. We need to forget, well, you know what? I don't like double barrel shotguns, and I'm only want ARs. And if they want to restrict your double barrels, then I'm okay with that. You know, it's 2A's 2A. We need to work on that. But we also need to drop the other baggage because, you know, I've seen people who are, well, they're not Christian enough for me, or they're not a Christian at all, so I don't want to associate with them when we talk about Second Amendment stuff. Well, you know what? You might be losing the biggest Second Amendment supporter there is simply because you disagree with them on your religion. And that's short-sighted and foolish.
Yep. Absolutely. Snob, go ahead. I was going to say, Snob, you got anything you want to add?
Well, you know, kind of the NRA really hurt us with this in the recent history is they kind of pushed the whole conservative narrative with the gun narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, it alienates people that would be on our side. But they're like, well, they're all about, you know, this, this and this. And we don't agree about that at all. You know, we're pro-gun, but we're also pro-abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And the NRA is backing candidates that are definitely not that, or, you know, don't care about, you know, just stuff like that. And there's people that it just alienates because, like, their NRA TV was very, very right leaning to me anyways, what little bit of I've watched.
Do you know how many times I see a meme or a post that says one person killed a day with a rifle, five people killed a day with knives, 1,200 killed a day with cancer, 4,000 killed every day by heart disease, 3,000 whatever unborn babies killed every day. Why even throw that in there? Why?
Right.
Why? Heart disease, the knives, you know, I don't even particularly agree with the heart disease and cancer and stuff like that. But, you know, when you're talking about murders committed with knives and fists and cars and whatever, right? Break down the murders, put that in a meme, sure. But they know that's going to be a divisive hot button issue when you start wherever you come down on abortion. That's fine. The fact is, that's a divisive hot button issue, regardless of whether you come down. And you lose points by throwing that in there. You make it an ideological argument, not an argument about liberty.
Exactly.
You know, and we talk about also. And kind of what Snob was saying is the gun topic became this conservative topic. And so it's like we're looked at if you're pro-gun, you're pro-2A, that means that you are this and this and this and this and this automatically. And once again, we're talking about labels. And we start talking labels, that's where we have problems. We talk about calling people libtards or FUDs or using these different labels and terminology. That's what the scary thing is as well, is we're assumed to be a certain type of person by the other side just because.
It's real funny you bring that up.
What's that?
It's real funny you bring that up because, you know, as I'm sure most of you know, I had this guy from Voice of America come out to interview me on Halloween, and then he was there with me at the rally and did some more interviews with me there. And one of the things he asked was where I stand on other social issues like gay marriage and immigration and religion and all that. And I pretty much told him the same thing I said here is I don't care what you do as long as you're not harming somebody else. I don't care. Those, you know, I told him frankly, if you want to marry whoever you want to marry, go right ahead. I don't care if you want to believe what you want to believe or not. Go right ahead. I don't care if you want to come to this country. Go right ahead. Welcome. Be an American. My people came here in 1865 from Germany. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for immigration. Please come. Be an American. Do it the right way. You know, and he seemed surprised. Because he thought, I guess his initial prejudice, I guess, would have been that I would be the hell damn queers and whatnot, you know? And I'm like, dude, no, we're not. That's not us. That's not who we are.
It's almost like I hear two things One is, if you like guns, you must be part of a militia that's trying to overthrow the government. I hear that one a lot. Not to me personally, I just hear it. And then it's like, if you're...
Yeah, he asked me about militia, too.
Yeah. How many times you see on like TV or in movies, they talk about a bunch of 2A people, and it's either a militia or they've got the white sheet in the closet. And it's like, you gotta be shitting me, you know? It's like they assume, just like we assume a lot about other people, but they assume that, like you said, we are a certain person because we like guns, and that's why I think people like Maj and KD and other people that are black are extremely important, because whether or not what they're saying is going to hit with them, the visual of a black gun owner being visible and public about their love for the 2A is important, because that's going to break down stereotypes as well. And I don't even know how the hell we got going down this rabbit hole, but anything else we want to talk about the rally before we move on to the next topic? Anyone?
Negative.
Nope. All right. Before we get going, I do want to bring up something about podcasts. And I know that, I mean, if you're watching this or you're listening to this, and obviously you're probably a 2A person and you like podcasts, but we're really asking you to go check out. And what Budget was saying earlier is spreading everybody and sharing as much information. And there's a wonderful thing about what we do is this is not about any of us personally getting huge. It's about sharing information and getting information out to people that may need to hear this or want to hear this. But there's some awesome, great podcasts out there. And I'm going to go through the room also, but I'm going to kind of list some ones that I personally listen to, that I know these people personally, and they're good people and great, great podcasts. But you know, the 2A for Everyone is by Tony Simon. We all know Big Tony. Gun Freedom Radio, obviously by Cheryl Todd. Riding Shotgun with Charlie Cook. You've got a new one out there. It's called To the Republic Podcast. It's with Timothy Knight and Rebecca Schmoy. Obviously, Black Man with a Gun with the Reverend Ken Blanchard, who's probably the godfather of 2A podcasts. Mm-hmm. A Concealed Carry Podcast with Riley Bowman. And the Michael Cedini Podcast is out there. And Mike does a great job. And I do listen to Clover stuff. And I hate to say that. I'm a closet Clover fan. But I want to start with Snob. Snob, do you have podcasts out there that you listen to that are kind of pro 2A that maybe people need to learn about?
Really, the only podcast I listen to, other than some of the ones you already named, is Tom Gresham's Gun Talk. I've listened to that for, Lord, 10 years probably at least.
Yeah.
It's just, I always enjoyed his, but that's really the only one other than the ones you named. And We Like Shooting, but theirs isn't really, theirs is just crazy. But it's funny.
Working for a laugh. We Like Shooting is fun, just to, you know, they're going to have a good time. They're, you might not get a whole lot of, you know, substantive information, but you're going to laugh. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Budge, what about you? Any good podcasts out there that people need to know about?
Really the only 2A podcasts I listen to is, Armed American Radio, but that's, you know, just kind of the podcast of the radio show.
Right.
I listen to that pretty much every day. Not going to lie, I'm a fanboy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's good stuff. Clover, what about you? Any podcasts out there that you would recommend to people that might be driving a lot and might want to be looking into more 2A information?
Yeah, I mean, Trigger Warning 2A is pretty good. That's and even Antonia and Nina, I think. So, you know, two... what do you want to call it? Minorities? Because I don't know. I hate to say that they're black, because I don't think Nina's, I think she's mixed somehow. But either way, you know, it's in the spirit of diversity. That's interesting, because you've got two young women that are not, you know, old white men, obviously. So I think that's more the point. So yeah, Trigger Warning 2A is a pretty good one. John Crump, he's got his fireside chats that he does and stuff. Had a great one the other night with Jason David Frank, as a matter of fact, that was some pretty good conversation. And then it was Budget that mentioned the radio thing from, you know, here in Texas. We've got, you know, every Sunday is Come and Talk It.
Yeah.
So That's another good one. There's so many out there. And I see people that, cause I'm a member of some groups that, they're not groups where the actual podcasters themselves hang out, but they're groups of like people that, hey, what podcast should I listen to? You know, that type of thing. Right. And so I'm always picking up on other ones that I can't even think of it. There's so many out there. I can't listen to them all, obviously, but, and I certainly can't even remember the name of them or anything like that. But when somebody asked, it's like, wow. And you go check that out and you're like, I never knew that one existed. So there's so many out there. Yeah, you just have to go looking for it, right?
Thanks for listening to the Armed Citizen Podcast. To check out our full lineup of pro-gun media content, including our product reviews, live shows, and other set commitment activity, please check out our website, www.ghosttacticalproductions.com.